all the Hollywood gossip, scandals, and catfights all wrapped up in the entertainment wrap.
So you know that song, There's Nothing Holding Me Back?
Oh, Shawn Mendes. I love that guy.
I love that song, too. Well, apparently...
I love Shawn Mendes.
Yes, I know. You want to smell like Shawn Mendes, and you want to smell Shawn Mendes, which I think is a little weird, but it's okay. I'm going to let it go.
Okay.
Well, you may not believe this, but he was actually very sick when he recorded that song.
Really?
He'd had to have surgery on his sinuses, he says. He was having sinus infections.
Ouch.
He came to L.A. because he was going to write for 2 weeks for the new album. Ended up getting really sick and having to go in for another surgery. But the day before the surgery, before I even knew I was sick, I went to the studio and was complaining because my voice hurt,
mm-hmm.
and I had this crazy infection. That's what gave him the rasp on that song.
Oh,
his voice was breaking, literally breaking, he says. But it also made it sound pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Yeah, and it really does have that kind of, like, you know,
well,
like...
You know when you're a kid or any time in your life when you get sick and you're like, oh man,
my voice sounds so cool.
My voice is so deep, so
right.
cool.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty neat. Yeah, I like that.
He liked it. And we all get to like it now.
I don't like this.
Uh-oh.
So Stephen King scares me.
He's a scary man. Imagine living inside that brain.
I feel like he's like the coolest guy ever, but he writes the scariest things.
There's a very dark place, someplace in Stephen King's brain that
definitely.
I would not want to inhabit.
But. So he told Contact Music that his new clown movie, It, is scary.
Oh, you don't say.
He said, I had hopes, but I was not prepared for how good it really was. It's something that's different, and at the same time, it's something that audiences are going to relate to. They're going to like the characters, and to me, it's all about character. If you like the character, if you care, and the scares generally work.
Huh. Okay, that's true.
So he says, I'm sure my fans will enjoy the movie. I think they're going to really enjoy the movie a lot, and I think... some of them will go back 2 or 3 times and actually savor the thing.
That's crazy. Well, you know, Stephen King's fans are like pretty, like pretty loyal.
Yeah.
And try to figure out, because there's all these like hidden messages.
Oof.
His books all tie together in these weird ways. So, yeah, that's interesting. Well,
that comes out this week, right?
This Thursday. And, you know, in preparation for that, some local police departments, including the Pennsylvania State Police, have issued a clown warning.
A clown warning?
Release. Yeah. The statement released by this police department said, with the fall of 2017 upon us, it is anticipated that similar creepy clown sightings could be reported starting as soon as September. So, I think that by doing that, they've actually just created the possibility of the creepy clown sightings, because now everyone's going to be like, oh yeah, remember the creepy clowns?
See, I was just thinking about this. So you know how they have those like color warnings for different things,
mm-hmm.
like storms and all that.
Yeah, yeah, like yellow, it's green,
it's yellow, red.
It's
orange, right. All that. What is the warning system for clowns?
Oh, like if one clown, I think it has to be a per capita. So like if one clown has been spotted per, say, 10,000 people, that's pretty low.
See, I was thinking the way it's all set up is you use famous clowns from history. Like
John Wayne Gacy?
Yeah. No, not that kind of clown. Okay. I meant like today is going to be like a Krusty the Clown kind of day.
I get you.
Or it's going to be Bozo the Clown. And you just took it all kinds
of crazy.
I'm sorry.
We were talking about creepy clowns.
All right.
Sorry, Johnny.
Anyways, killed that
joke. Should we just literally...